Hello guys and welcome to episode 8 of the Real Name Disc podcast, Roadcast. I'm out here with Momo.
Hello, hello.
Nabil.
Rest in peace.
And Bolson.
Nah.
And today we've got a few topics. We're going to be talking about David Goddard, scientist, 104, ends his life in Switzerland. It's more about euthanasia and all that stuff. We're also going to be talking about when music reflects the truth of black life. And whether we should celebrate it or condemn it, you guys can see the topics on your screen. And we're also going to be talking about a dog that shoots a man. And we'll go deeper into that later on. Let's start off with euthanasia. Shall I read part of the article?
One second. Before we start, okay. Because obviously we're going to be reaching like our 10th episode soon. Are we going to be doing anything special for that?
I'm thinking we should bring in a guest.
What, just bring in a random guest?
Yeah.
Get Mike to come
like personally to the yard.
We'll see. We'll definitely do something special for episode 10. Yeah, especially for episode 10
of
that. Yeah. All right, anyway, cool. let's carry on.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. The guy didn't do euthanasia. Is this a suicide? It's two different things, isn't it?
Okay. All right, then. Okay.
You want to hold on. You want to explain the difference?
Yeah. So basically, like euthanasia will be a case where like say if you got like a family member that's like really ill, and then you decide like you want to end their life because they're just really fucked, innit?
Okay.
Whereas assisted suicide is like you personally deciding to actually find a way.
Oh, I didn't know that. Like, I thought euthanasia was like the person chooses to kill himself as well, fam.
Yeah, it's the other way around. Assisted suicide is the one where they choose, and then euthanasia is the one where maybe a family member will choose for them if they're like in a coma or something like that, innit?
Oh, sure. Fair enough. All right.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, obviously, the controversy that it's not actually allowed in the country, in the UK, is so you went to Switzerland to go do it there, isn't it?
Euthanasia isn't allowed, or both of them.
I think it's both of them.
Yeah, it's both of them. Any type of killing is prohibited, isn't it? You're not allowed to end someone's life, regardless, unless like it's in a like operation board or something, and like they're doing an operation, it's an accident or anything, innit? But till then, you're not allowed to actually kill it yourself or anyone for that matter.
Okay.
So what do you guys think? Like, because at that age, at 102 years old, like, you know, if you want to go at that time, it's kind of like shit, you might as well.
Yeah, shit. Like, it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? If I was 100 and something years old, personally, I wouldn't do it myself. But someone, if you're that old, I think you deserve to have the choice. You get me? You get me? It is haram, isn't it, in my religion, you get me? You're not supposed to kill yourself at any point in your life. But I understand why some people would do it, like, you got a shit life, you can't even go to the toilet yourself, you can't eat for yourself, you can't do anything, exactly, you can't enjoy anything. You're not enjoying life, you're not doing anything that's worth living for, you get me? So you just want to get rid of it and just, like, die in it, you get me?
I actually agree in it, because, like, even this guy was a scientist, and he was, like, teaching as well and stuff like that, innit? But in his last few years, he couldn't do anything much because, you know, he's that old at that age. He can't even really get up in the morning.
Yeah, he said it himself, like, his last year, his quality of life has been horrible, innit? He's hated living for a whole year, innit? And that's why he's made the decision to kill himself. And he done it. Where did he do it? In Switzerland?
Yeah, Switzerland, yeah.
So where's he from? He's from the UK, though, isn't he?
Yeah, so obviously he's not allowed in the UK, so he had to go to Switzerland to go do it.
So he decided to go to Switzerland to assist suicide. Okay, that's a bit mad, fam. Yeah, like, Nabil, what's your thoughts on it?
On assisted suicide?
Yeah, assisted suicide.
It's obviously banned in this country.
We covered already.
I think it's something to do with the human rights, to be honest. I think people have this respect, this regard for human life, sanctity, and they think that it's wrong for anyone to take their own life.
Okay. We know it's banned, innit?
I understand. I'm going to take your position on this because it's the cheapest one. I agree with you. I'm going to use that religion card. Yeah, pretty much. I think it's wrong. I don't think people should be taking their own life.
Yeah.
I don't think it's their call, even though their life is theirs. So that's my
fair enough. Bilal, what's your take on it?
I say, bro, personally, I think life is precious, isn't it? And your life, like, I don't know, it's your life.
At the end of it, like, you're 104 years old, you can't do anything.
Think about it this way.
You can't do anything.
Think about it this way, yeah.
You can't even kill yourself.
Think about it this way. Would you end your mum's life if she was 100 years old?
No, of course not. Innit? Of
yeah,
course
so not. So your life doesn't mean so much just to you. It means a lot to other people as well. And they'd rather see...
I know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's different because it's not really... Like, it's not his family, it's him that decides himself that he had enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because again, that's the difference.
Yeah, but that's a bit selfish, isn't it? I know he's 100 years old. He kind of, like, you know, he's the right to be selfish a bit.
Yeah.
But this is a big matter. This ain't no little thing. This is, I'm gone today kind of thing. Yeah, you're never going to see me again. You're never going to be able to talk to me again. Like, do you know the amount of people that wish their parents were still alive right now? That their parents died at a young age and can't even, like, they tried thinking about them because they didn't spend enough time. And this guy just wants to take that away.
Yeah, but he's 104, he's not really young, is he?
That doesn't matter, man. But usually, he probably has generations.
Usually these cases are more prominent when the victim is suffering. Well, the victim is in a coma. So they can't speak to them or talk to them anyway.
That's when you think, and that's when it's like, for me, that's completely wrong. Right? Someone's in a coma. You can't decide, like, if it's not if it's not the person's choice, no one as a human being has a right to take away someone's life. Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's two things. Only
thing about that, if someone's in a coma, how long would you expect them to stay for? Because at the end of the day, unless it's a private location, you know, it's like, it's not really. If every single person in the coma was left in the coma, there wouldn't be a lot of space left, to be honest.
True. Like, hospitals are money strapped anyway, they can't afford beds.
Exactly.
Like, I know, but end of the day, like, say you're killing someone because they're in a coma. You don't know how long they're going to be. There could be another day. There could be another year. There could be another
month. Yeah, it's a hard one. Yeah, like, I agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, say you take someone's life away.
Remember, like, with a coma, that means they have to, like, electricity is going to be paid for to keep them on. They have to constantly keep monitoring them.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's taking it. Like, money's tangible, you get me? You shouldn't be thinking about money in terms of, like, in the same aspect as someone's life, you get me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, but obviously...
There's another way of thinking about it. Fair enough, if, like, you're taking up one space where someone else could need it, innit? That's one way of looking at it. But for me, anyway, if you're in a coma, you definitely need the bed. You definitely need the life support. You definitely need everything that hospital can provide for that one person, innit? You get me?
It's not cheap, though, innit? It's not cheap.
And there's a two-way thing about it. The issue with someone else choosing whether you live or not is, one, the person that's in the bed doesn't get to choose, whose life it is doesn't get to choose, and two, there could be ulterior motives for killing the person, you know?
Yeah, for the will.
For the will, yeah. For whatever he has.
Those are rare cases, innit? Because you can't put...
I know, but... No, trust me, man. People are scumbags. Because of where I work, I know that people are scumbags.
Right, fair enough. So, we don't have to go into depth.
Yeah, but okay, forget about a coma, for example. Yeah, what about if someone's, like, going through, like, a really severe disease that's rare, that they can't even find the cure at the moment, and they're suffering like shit? What about that?
But then they have their own choice, though, isn't it? They have their own choice to end their life, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but wait, because if they decide that they want to end their life, would you agree with that then?
I wouldn't agree with that. Now, if you're a young person and you're suffering from a disease that could be cured, I don't know. And it's a difficult one, isn't it? It's a difficult one.
Yeah, no, it definitely is a tricky one, because obviously, look, if there's a cure, then, like, use a cure. It's obvious, isn't it? But
if there's
the science is too advanced in the moment, and you know that person's suffering every single day, and they probably don't even like their life.
They say they won't like their life or whatever, but that's all down to perspective, isn't it? They could do more. There's enough people just saying,
if they're suffering every single day from a disease,
bro, there's enough people that suffer every day that are living amazing lives right now, bro. Let me give an example of a guy. Yeah, there's a guy who was born, he's quite famous, he was born with a condition where his bones break really easily. So, I don't know if you know him, he's like a movie, he makes movies and all that stuff.
Yeah. Benjamin something, I forgot his name.
He's accomplished so damn much, even though the doctor said he would die in a few days, or he had a few days left.
Yeah.
The amount he's accomplished with the disabilities he's had, he's even starred in movies and stuff. And he still suffers. Yeah. He suffers. I don't know. He has, he's obviously in pain and all that kind of stuff. and he's accomplished so much. So it's all down to perspective if your life is shit or whatever. Because people that don't have the disease think their life is shit. People that have, I don't know, legs, arms, everything they could ask for, think they're like, people that are millionaires think their life are shit.
Okay, I agree with you, but don't you think that is also you being selfish as well at the same time?
Selfish, what do you mean? You say that again.
Like, it's like you're gone.
What do you mean by being selfish?
You're just going to ignore their suffering just because you want them alive. No. Isn't that a bit selfish?
No.
What? Is it not?
No.
So you don't think,
I don't think it's selfish for me to say, he should stay alive.
In peace. Because you want them to be
then,
alive.
Then that's me saying that suicide is a good thing.
I didn't say it's not bad.
What age. No, because it is. It is saying that suicide. It is making it seem like suicide is okay. Because, it's his choice. He's saying he doesn't want to live anymore because he's suffering. Oh, he's having depression or this or whatever. Whatever the issue may be. He's saying...
It's not necessarily about a good or bad thing, but at the end of the day, if in their quality of life, it's not worth living. I understand that obviously they have people that love them, and that's true, definitely, right? But there's still another aspect of it that you're potentially just allowing them to suffer because you want them to be alive so you can be happy.
No. Because what is, like... Honestly, for me personally, this is not part of the argument, but for me personally, if you're making someone else happy just by being alive, that's enough for me to live, to be honest. Yeah. That's
all right, let's hope you don't get a disease like that, then we'll see that.
Okay. But if we like not go into that, that's my personal opinion.
I agree with your personal opinion. If you got someone that cares for you, you shouldn't take your life away, because you're gonna end up making them depressed. But at the same time, ultimately, it's the person's decision, isn't it?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it is the person's decision, yes. But I still think there's more to life than
All right, let's hope Trevor doesn't get a terrible disease.
By the way, we do not condone suicide. If you are depressed, call the helpline.
Yeah, no, so obviously, just for out there, if you're feeling suicidal, go find help, go to find... the Samaritans, and there's loads of people that can help you, and maybe, you know,
there's a lot of help, there's a lot of hotlines, helplines,
and don't feel ashamed to
just talk to
don't feel ashamed,
just talk to someone.
There's a lot of people out there with depression and all that, so don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel ashamed to ask anyone for help. Just go for it, trust me.
Exactly. All right, then, moving on to the next topic.
I
you want to cover that for us?
Go on, Boston.
Next topic, all right. So, dog shoots man, Iowa pet pulls trigger on owner. From that topic to this topic,
smooth transition.
With best friends like these, who needs enemies?
That's a sick, sick lad. Like, he muted
himself. Dory, keep going.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right, so basically this guy...
Set the scene in there. Tell us how it happened.
So basically, Richard Rame of Fort Dog told police he was playing with his dog below on the couch and tossed the dog off his lap. He says when the pit bull labor mix, he must have disabled the safety on the gun in his belly and stepped on the trigger.
And they shot
his... You guys
No.
So I think this dog... didn't like his owner, innit?
Bruv, this is like some Brian Griffin shit, bruv. Some fucking...
Brian Griffin.
Family Guy.
Really and truly, like, you're in America, innit? Shit like that is gonna happen.
Mutating dogs, fam. McDonald's.
Not just that, bruv. Like, America's like, they'll put their guns on their coffee table, you get me? Like, it's just everywhere, you get me?
Yeah, no, that's the funny thing. Like, usually dogs are called like the man's best friend, so it's quite ironic to see a dog, you know, shooting his owner. But maybe that's another debate for gun control. Like, that is another example. Like, legitimately, like, why guns are so dangerous? Because even if a dog can pull trigger,
it's not just dogs, fam. There's a lot of cases where children have shot at their parents and things like that. Yeah, little kids, fam. There's a lot of cases. That happens, isn't it? And like, the fact of the matter, they still don't want to. Like, change anything to do with gun control, innit? They don't want to take guns away from the people. America is the only place in the world that does it, right?
Even with the amount of freaking shootings going on, like, it's becoming a weekly thing. Shooting. Literally.
It's becoming so, like, yeah, it's becoming, like, so casual over there, you get me? Like, oh, shit, that schoolgirl shut up. Oh, how many is that now? 20 this week? Like, you get me? It's casual now, isn't it, for them? They see every day, like,
at the same time, innit? Like, you...
You cough
after that one match, that was enough.
Yeah, you cough there. Can you see, repeat it? Yeah, repeat it.
Completely, yeah.
No, like, say what you said again.
Repeat what you said.
Oh, basically, like in England,
yeah.
After the first mass shooting that happened in the early 90s, right?
Yeah.
That was enough to ban handguns completely.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, they were like, nope, fuck that shit. We're not having that bump.
And then if you think about that,
even police, like, you see the police in the UK walking around, they don't have guns. Like, none of them have guns.
Only the special.
They have been just taking guns away from the people. They've taken away from the law enforcers as well, isn't it? Get me?
So exactly, because a lot of people's like, debates is like, okay, in America, like, if they take the guns from the public away, what about the actual, like, the government and army? But like I said, if you take the guns from everyone, then it's an equal standing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
The only people with guns now is the army and that the proper special forces kind of...
Like military.
Yeah, so basically trained people, essentially,
In UK, that is in UK. And these kind of people, they don't roam around the streets and things like that. They only come out for, like, terrorists.
Hotspots
in big occasions and whatnot.
Yeah,
or maybe protecting. Like, I know there's people with guns like right outside the Queen's Palace and things like that.
Yeah,
protecting
people.
You get me. But apart from that, apart from that, like, America is a shithole. I've said this in the previous episodes. America is a shithole.
The problem is, it's part of the culture. It's just part of the culture, isn't it? Like, it's part of the culture.
Yeah, it's part of the culture. But, like, for them to prosper, they need to take away guns in it. They need to remove any type of firearm in America. That's how I see it. If you're American and you see it differently, then, boy, seek help in it. You get me?
Here's a point. Do you know the argument against your position?
Go on.
Hold on. Clapping, we're live right now. You're supposed to do this after the stream, bro.
Wait, hold on, is it gone?
I don't do it in front
Hashtag
of
guns trap.
It's still there, is it gone?
No, it's gone.
Alright.
Yeah, so basically, like, the thing about the gun control, like, again, sake, when it comes to the right wing lobbyists, they support it. So it's very hard to get out of the government because the government themselves are in cahoots with the NRA. Yeah. It's ingrained in the culture of the First Amendment and Second Amendment. So it'll be something that will take another few hundred, maybe another 100 years until it gets banned completely.
Say that again?
Another few hundred years until it gets actually banned completely.
I've been pressing the button so many times, it's not working.
Yeah.
It's fine now.
Alright, cool. Is it fine now, yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
Alright then, let's carry on.
Sorry, Bolson. Fuck's sake!
No, you're joking. Hold on.
Basically...
Go, Bolson, I've turned him down. They can't hear him anymore, go, Bolson.
Is it going, yeah?
Yeah. They can't
hear him, so go, yeah. Like I was saying, another few, like, maybe even another 100 years until it gets banned completely in America, because it's so hard to get out of the system, because there's only people in the government themselves who actually support the gun culture.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that do support the gun culture.
And the thing is that the NRA, they're in cahoots with the government in the right. A lot of people are like conservative and they support each other.
Yeah.
So it's really hard.
They got a lot of support when it comes to the gun stuff, whatever. Having freedom of having guns, basically. But the issue is a lot of mental people end up with their guns, like mentally.
Yeah, because it's like
not terrorists, but mentally sick people end up with guns.
It's crazy because in some states you can be like you can buy a gun before you can even drive or even drink alcohol. Like it makes no sense.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely crazy how that could happen.
That's what it is. I think the mentality is a lot different to how it is here. I think, but that's the thing though. Like when these children grow up, they should be like the generations now should kind of be thinking the way that we are in a sense. If they kind of want to bring better gun control, they should teach that in school. Mams is still fapping.
Oh, wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Is okay. There one now? All right, let me just say, who's seen that viral video of the little boy with a gun? That knows what to do with it, like a big rifle.
Have you seen that video?
And you see the woman that's next to him saying, oh my god, 4-year-old baby knows how to do this, you're amazing, like proper praising him, you get me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, these like future school shooters, they're praising them, they're like helping them like learn with, like, you get me? They're raising future school shooters, you get me? It's not like,
yeah,
it's mad, like from a young age they're teaching kids how to use guns and like and things like that, fam. In their society, like you can't blame them, people can't blame anyone on but themselves in it for all the mass shooting that's happening in America. And if you're like, because they're promoting all of these guns and things like that, you get me, even to children,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree with that, man. Mental health and then mental health and guns is the worst combination.
Yo, the biggest political why people still carry guns is they fear sometime in the future the government will, you know, try and attack the population, or there'll be an uprising, an insurrection. And they feel like they have that right to defend themselves. But the one thing they're forgetting is this isn't 1790, you know, this isn't the 1800s where something like that is going to happen. You have democratic institutions in place to stop that sort of thing from happening in the first place. And if you're scared of something like that in the first place, then the best thing, you know, isn't to sort of, you know, mass produce guns and transport it to every single fucking person in the country.
Hmm.
Yeah, and no, I definitely agree.
I mean, I think we can all agree on that, like, America should, like, just ban guns in there, to take away all guns from everyone, even the police, man. Take the guns away from the police.
I have a feeling with the situation now, there'll be like some sort of civil war if that happened.
It doesn't matter. Like,
that's the thing, it's part of the Sixth Amendment right to bear arms.
They need to get rid of that amendment, you get me? And just like, for me anyway, to stop these mass shooting, the only way you can do it is by taking away all the guns in it. And that's it.
But as
Noel said earlier, it's so deeply entrenched in the culture. Like, it's kind of like a rite of passage for a father to teach his son how to use a gun. That's it. Like, son, you're a man now, despite your balls having dropped, and you can't say anything, you know.
Mums is still going on, by the way.
Yeah, man, that is bad.
I'm mostly muted him. I can hear him slightly. If when the fapping stops, I'll bring his body back. Sorry, let's go.
Is this the last topic?
Yeah, let's move on to the last topic. Right.
We only have a minute left. Yeah.
When music reflects the truth of Black life, we should celebrate, not condemn. Alright, since you're Black Boston, go with the topic.
Have you seen the actual? The video is amazing. Like, I love it.
Oh,
because to me, what it symbolizes is the fact that basically you have all that violence in the background, people killing each other and whatnot, and he's just dancing. So it's kind of like to show you that we basically distract ourselves from the actual reality of what's going on with entertainment. That's how I see it, anyway.
I've changed headphones in it, so we should be good now.
All right, let's go.
And also, because like a lot of the dancing he was doing, right, was based upon like Jim Crow.
Are we talking about Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
Yeah, so like I said, like, so a lot of it was like based upon like old, like, because back in the day, they used to make the slaves dance funny.
Yeah, it was a very old inspired, didn't it? Like, you get me?
For entertainment, yeah.
Yeah, it was like everything he'd done, it was from something, you get me? It was from something about slavery and something about thing in it. But to be honest, Childish Gambino, like, he's a weird guy for me, you get me? He's not really pro, like, for me, he wasn't really pro black before this music in it.
I know what you mean in it, yeah. Like, he could have really been an activist, that, like an old Kanye West, for example.
Yeah, basically. One second.
Childish Gambino, he's not a he's one of those guys, right, that are so good at what they do, they want to transcend that black label. They want to just be seen as an artist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of people like that in the world where they have to kind of like be recognized by the broader majority, or more importantly, a select few group of people, right? And these are sort of like the critics, the art critics. To appeal to them, right, they need to transcend certain labels. They need to stop being referring to themselves as black artist or, you know, black comedian, that sort of stuff. Just a comedian, right?
Mm.
So instead of being judged by their small group, they want to be judged among the greats, right? So instead of, you know, someone like, what's we call it? Not Kanye West. Who's the other one? What's his name again? Really, really, really funny.
Chris Rock.
Yeah. Chris Rock. Not Chris Rock. Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yeah.
Kevin Hart, right? Like, Kevin Hart is hilarious. He's someone who has never had to do something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Because he's just so funny. He's like one of the funniest guys in America right now. He didn't have to appeal to, you know, his, you know, black status to get to where he is. Yeah, he was just naturally very, very, very funny.
Oh. Okay, but back to the video, though. What do you think about the actual video itself, though?
The video?
How do you interpret the video in America?
But let me just deal with Thing. What's his name? The Donald guy, Donald Glover. So he. I kind of feel like certain artists feel like that. Kanye West recently had an outburst, right? Over this whole big deal. You can't treat me as a thing. I'm not tied to these sort of labels. You know, you got to see me as an artist. That's who I am, right?
Not as an artist, but as an entrepreneur.
I don't really think he's using his blackness to like appeal to people. And I think he's just addressing an issue in America. You get me?
Yeah.
Gambino. Yeah.
I just think he's trying to raise awareness of what's going on and things like that. You get me? Because like black people are in terms of police shooting, 90% of police shooting, the victims of them are black people.
Yes.
But see, this is what I love, yeah? The fact is that he was the one killing them, because I still believe America, especially this Black Lives Matter, they focus so much on police, on black violence, but still forget that most of these murders that happen in America is black on black violence. And he was showing that in a video, and he was portraying that, because usually in this kind of PC era, would have been a police officer shooting these black people, but it was actually him himself. So it's showing again that really we're the ones who are producing our own destruction. Yeah, that's why I like about the video a lot.
To me, that's a bit irrelevant, isn't it? Black on black crime isn't really relevant, because like people with the same skin color kill each other all over the world, isn't it?
No, but here's the thing.
No, but that's the thing. But that's part of the actual culture itself. That's the problem.
I know, but that's
like,
interesting.
That's why even the lyrics, like, you know, you said at one point, like, get your money, black man, get your money, black man. It's to say that basically, look, we care so much about the kind of the materialism and wealth that we don't even really care about our communities in that sense. And that's why we kind of even allowed this violence to happen in the first place.
Yeah. So what, you think he's addressing like black and black crime more than he's addressing on just America, like black people dying from police brutality and things like that?
I think he addresses all of it, but I just feel like the focus of him being the black guy in the center of it all kind of reminds us again this is the way you interpret it. That's how I see it anyway, like, because even in the way he shot the choir, right, that was obviously the link to the Charleston shootings, but the thing is, that was a white guy that actually killed those people in the church. So really, that should have been a white guy there. I think that was the only thing I don't really agree with. But other than that,
what he's doing doesn't exactly represent black on black crime, innit? You get me? Just
because not overall, but I just mean that's one angle to look at it as well. Like, it's just another way. Like, this is a very late video, because even when there's one part where like he's dancing and some guy commits suicide as well. So to me, the whole point was basically this, right? In every situation, we're so like enthralled by the idea of that, you know, the kind of turn up entertainment, that we forget the actual problem that's underlying.
No, I agree with you. And here's the sick thing about Childish Gambino, right? That certain artists do amazingly, right? It's not what you see, it's what you don't. And interesting. This is the interesting behind that video. Because if you look at how people reacted to that, when people first watched it, they were like, what the hell is going on? This is crazy. Or Donald Glover's, you know, he's back at it again with his crazy antics. But then, as soon as they started to see the message behind it, what they thought was the message behind it, they were like, oh, okay, this guy's sick, blah, blah, blah. And you started to see all these black activists sort of, you know, go on this crazy, you know, sort of, you know, jump on this tide. And then there were certain verses in that thing, which Bolson pointed out, right? that made them stop and think and go, wait, this doesn't sound right. What's he talking about here? What does he want? And it forced them to think again. And then another group of people jumped on the wave. And these were the centrists who are saying, oh, okay, this isn't just a sort of black activist song. This is much deeper than that. This is a critique and analysis of what's wrong with America right now. Because one thing Donald Glover did in that video was he didn't just address police brutality, but he also addressed gang culture and the problem that creates. But also the attitude and the reaction to the people of America to those problems. And that's why he was saying, oh, he's so pretty. You know,
even the way he's rapping as well. He's kind of mocking a lot of rappers as well. The way he's rapping, like, he wasn't really that lyrical. It was just kind of like, essentially, you know, turn up, get to the point, entertainment. Don't really no meaning behind it while you're dancing. It's almost a way of him mocking people, mocking how these rappers, not all of them, but a lot of them in this generation are acting.
I think
how many rappers do you hear about that talk about the black struggle a lot, apart from really Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole? There's not really many.
But here's the interesting thing. Yeah, that's true. Black rappers and, you know, black artists are ignorant about their communities. And that's so true. And Kendrick Lamar...
No.
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole are pretty big on... I mean, Kendrick Lamar is this guy who is an amazing artist and, you know, appreciated sort of like... In circles, usually, like liberal New York circles, like, they love Kendrick Lamar. It's so fucking weird. Anyway, so people like that, even like right-wing conservatives, like libertarians, love Kendrick Lamar. It's, you know, just for his arts, if not his messages. But yeah, it's so fucking interesting how many people sort of like, you know, sat down and started to review this video. And then after they finished, they did another one. And all you had was so many different analyses of these videos that forced Jimmy Fallon, or I thought it was Jimmy Kimmel, to sort of invite him to his show and ask him, what does your music represent? And he said, I don't think I can do that, and I don't think I will do that. He refused to explain. That's the fucking discretion an artist has, right? You don't fucking have to tell people what your music means, because, you know, majority of the fact that you appreciate music or art in general is the fact that you're doing it in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you interpret and you give meaning to that. And that's a fucking interesting thing about the video. It wasn't just a masterpiece in terms of activism, but art generally. And you rarely get these nowadays.
Yeah, because even like the actual song itself is a very basic song. Like the lyrics themselves are not really nothing mind breaking or boggling. The truth is, it's the video itself. That's the real art behind it. Not just the video, the synths, the songs, the African sounds of it as well. I love the way the video starts. The way almost like some positive African black kind of video. Yeah, and people like kind of start shooting people. And this is America. Like that was amazing. That part, I loved it. Yeah.
That was mad, because you never expected that. And he did the Jim Crow pose as well as he was doing that.
The pose was fucking funny. It's like, there were so many memes.
The dancing was mad weird.
It was. It really was.
But when I first, like, because obviously I didn't really get all the messages at the start of it. So when I first watched, I was like, what is this guy doing? Like, the way he's dancing, like, looked like a fascist.
You did it.
But at the end of the day, he had a meaning behind each move and things like that. And you get me.
And
but that's what I found amazing. Like, all the dances he was doing were very like Afrocentric and black. Like, even he was doing the JB Block Boys dance. You know, that weird dance. He did it. There's some of the dances he was doing were kind of urban dances as well. So what do you think about that? Like, what do you think that was the symbolism behind that?
He's either mocking, or he's trying to relate. He's having mocking.
There was a great tweet that someone shared. I think it was a black woman. She basically said, "America loves black culture but hates black people."
That's been for years, isn't it?
That's what that represented. The fact that he was doing all the hip hop stuff, you know, the break dancing. And then everything behind him was happening. And then my favorite part of the video, like two bits of my, I like the beginning. The beginning was sick, because that's when like, whoa. And then a bit where he's like sort of
kind of like walking into the, what you call it, he's walking into the scene, right? And he's like pumping his fist, I mean his muscles and stuff, like that. He's flexing and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like there's this one bit where he's like running into this crowd and, you know, there's chaos happening all around him, and he just looks at the camera and his eyes wide open, like woo, and he just like
ignore it, just close your eyes, isn't it? Just don't think about it, basically, isn't it? Don't think about it, innit? What do you think about the end of the last scene where he's running from all those white people that are chasing him? What do you think about that?
Oh, yes. That's what people were bothered by the most. That's what sort of no one really knows. Everyone's sort of trying to work out what that means. Mm. They asked him about that and he refused.
What's your interpretation of it? Like, what do you think?
The way I think about it, I think it's almost a symbolism, again, of like, if you're a black guy that essentially appeases to the white people, they'll like you, but the moment you try to turn and try to show a message, they'll hate you.
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of got like,
along those terms, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of got the same message from it as well. Like, throughout the whole video, he was doing things that were like, I don't know, he was like mocking white people in the sense that they're doing what, like, say, you lot are killing us, things like that. Like, because a lot of people can get like that kind of message out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing this, this, and that. And then at the end of it, like running away from white people, like it kind of confirms that like he's talking about white people in the video, innit? You get me?
Okay.
There's one bit that I forgot to mention was when he was dancing with the kids. He started dancing with the kids before he killed he did the Charleston shooting.
Yeah.
He was back with the kids. And people were sort of like, you know, usually you think in threes, right? Three is usually like this rhetorical pattern, right?
Mm.
So, you know, once you see the first pattern, you're thinking, okay, this is a shot. The second one's like, okay, we know what's going to happen next, right?
Yeah.
And then he doesn't do that. And it made me think, why didn't he shoot those kids? And I was like, this is probably what might happen next if we don't do anything about it, right?
Yeah.
Because it kind of like the kids are next. And yeah, the last scene was the most baffling because it was like, what the fuck? Like it went completely against.
Which scene are you referring to?
When he's running
away.
The
white guys chased him in the end, basically.
Yeah.
To be honest, like it's hard to like fully know what he meant by that, and I don't think he'll ever say what he means in the video, because like. You know how like a lot of these rappers, especially when they put a meaningful, a weird video, they don't like to explain it. You know what I mean? They let the thing.
Like Lil Pump.
Yeah, Lil Pump fan. Like Lil Pump. weird fam.
I mean, the thing is like it got both white and black people thinking about it as well.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what made it so popular. It got like, because it's like so many different interpretations to the video. It was like it let people think for themselves. Do you know what I mean? They're so open for interpretation. You know what I mean? And things like that really does like make things popular. You know?
I like how the fact that when you first see it, you're just thinking, what the fuck? And then you watch it again and again, and you start to piece it together. Okay, I get what you're trying to symbolize. Exactly.
Not even that, when you go on social media, you start seeing like people showing like especially one of the dance moves, he was showing a picture of a black guy doing the exact same move, things like that, like.
Yeah, because in the first scene, the dance move he's doing is a Jim Crow, so that's the kind of dances that when the slaves were, they would make the slaves dance funny like that, so they could basically to mock them, kind of thing, isn't it?
Basically, the context behind that was, what they used to do is after a long day, you know, a long hard day's work in the field, they used to basically make them drink alcohol and then after dance, and it was a drunken dance, not really a disabled one.
Fair enough. But again, that might have been like almost like kind of like, and then him shooting someone was like, okay, I'll dance for you, but at the same time, don't fuck with me because I've got a gun as well.
Shoot a black guy,
but he shot a black guy then.
Yeah.
He shot someone under the hood, and it was like, and the guy had black hands, you get me? So it was a black guy that he shot. Yeah. But yeah.
I think it's just a great video overall, man.
I think the video is amazing, innit? I think, like, because of what he done, like, because of the reaction he got, I think it was sick, innit?
Yeah. I mean, he got like 100 million views in like 5 days. That's crazy.
Yeah,
but see, for me, I like that because it shows you that even in this day and age, if you still put out meaningful content, people will still fuck with it.
But do you remember? Do you remember the last big song before that one that got lots of media acclaim? It was Drake's the one that you've been guessing about. What's his name?
Well, God's Plan or God, right, Nice
God's
for What?
God's Plan was good, but the other one, the
oh, Nice for What?
Nice for What? Great song, great song, but like Virtue Signaling and didn't get the same media claim.
Nice for What is just like a song for girls, isn't it? Like
basically,
people really with music and art generally, like you have to, it's ineffective, or it's not as effective if you don't make people rethink or think something new or see something new, right?
Yeah, but there wasn't like a
Nice for What, God's Plan. God's Plan was cool, right? It was nice, sort of like, you know, a gesture, kind gesture. Then Drake's next song was Virtue Signaling, you know, Nice for What. Why are you, you know, putting up with these guys, you know, if they're treating you badly? And it was like,
which is so ironic because Drake's, so much of Drake's music is about him treating girls badly.
He doesn't really care. He's just making music for the sake of making music, isn't he?
He's not, pretty much at this point, isn't it?
He's not trying to like, he doesn't care about looking like a hypocrite or anything like that.
You can make pretty pictures and nice music, but like creating art is something else. And I think Childish Gambino created art.
Yeah. Speaking of which, right, I was like in the gym yesterday, right, and they were playing like Drake's old shit from like, no, like his Nothing Was the Same and what's it called? You really, this is too late, right? And definitely Drake from 2008, 2015, when he's fucking prime, he had so many fucking bangers, man. Like Stay Scheming, still a banger to this day, man.
Yeah.
With the Childish thing, you know, the church scene. It kind of, that got me the most because he was dancing with them, all casual, like he was one of them, and then out of nowhere, boom, they were dead. He should start shooting them. It represented that what happened in real life, like, quite big. Cause
how volatile is it, isn't it? It's very volatile.
I think, he was showing how nice of people they are, and they just got killed just like that.
Also, watch the way how he respects the guns. Like, he...
Yeah, that as well, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that as well. Like, he's just like a baby.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a cloth as well, and then the black guy's kneeling as he takes it, and then the dead bodies are sort of dragged off screen.
Yeah, no one cares about the bodies as well. The guns themselves, isn't it? Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. No one noticed what happened to the bodies afterwards.
Yeah,
this is America. It really is, fam.
This is America. I love the drop, man. This is America.
But yeah, I think we've exhausted all our topics.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming to the podcast, for listening to the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it and enjoy the new format. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.
This is America.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.